Today's daf in Masechet Kittin brought to you by Ben Chobot Yerushalayim is daf Ayin Tet, and we are holding right there on the top of the daf at the Halak Mishnah. Ita omedet al Rosh Hagag, uzera kola. She is standing on top of the roof, and he's on the ground, and he throws her the get to the roof. Kivan shehigia la'avir hagag arezo mugureshet. The moment that it reaches the airspace over the roof, so then she's considered to have received it, and she's megureshet. If he is standing on the roof and she's downstairs in the chatzer, he throws it off of the roof towards her, kivan sheyatsa mirshut hagag, and as it left the area directly over the gag, it was erased. So let's say it was raining or something, and it was erased. Oh, nisraf, or there was a fire, thank you, and it was burned up. Arezo migureshet anyway, because the instant that it left the rishus of the gag, it was already over the rishus of the chutz. Ask the Gemara, none of this makes any sense, because it's all very nice that technically it's in the airspace. But as we said yesterday, one of the dinim that we learned out from Yad is that it has to be mishtamer, just like a Yad is mishtamer. Well, over here, it's in the open air. All it needs is a small gust of wind to take it away, and then goodbye get. So how is that considered to be mishtamer? I mean, there's nothing she could do to stop that. Omer avir, omer shmuel, avir hagag does not mean anywhere in the airspace. It's talking about a gag that has a ma'akeh. So it has a small machitza around the gag, which is common. And when it says avir hagag, of course, it's referring to the area of the gag, which is bein and over there is indeed shamur from the ruach as well. When it says avir agag, it means basically less than three tfachim, somuch lagag, because kol pachot mishlosha somuch lagag kegag dami. It doesn't mean literally avir. The point is that since the din of lovud is that any three tfachim which is within range already is considered to have set down, so it was konui law because of the fact that it's already on the gag, and therefore it's only there that the Mishnah meant that she would be kainit. And in the opposite case, where hu milamala, we have the same issue, don't we? You're saying the moment that it leaves the mechitzot of the gag, I understand, the moment it leaves the mechitzot of the gag, it's in the open air. So, I mean, if it's raining and it's in the open air, it could have been blown away just as easily. If it was erased before it reaches the area of the chatzer, why is it considered to be a kosher get? It's the same problem we had before. It's not a chatzer mishtameret, even if it's technically her rishus. Well, it must be talking about a case where the gag is actually lower then the mechitzot of the tachtonot. You know, those kind of things happens very often, even in the rova. You know, there's plenty of porches which are built on a gag, in which they're surrounded by higher areas around them, where there's a chutzer underneath them. I used to live in a place like that, where the area around the chutzer goes above the next-door gag. So there, the moment that you throw it off of the gag, of the next door, it's gone into your chatzar, but your chatzar has buildings that are five stories high, and that gag was only two stories high. So at that point, it's already found, the moment it gets off of that roof, it's already within mechitzot. And therefore, it is considered to be a chatzar mishtameret. V'chein omar rabbi Elazar, omar rabbi Oshaya, kagon shayu mechitzot atachtonot, otfot alionot, v'chein omar ula, omar rabbi Yochanan, kagon shayu mechitzot atachtonot, otfot al ha'elionot. Now, the fact that this is the way that you explain the Mishnah, I mean, assuming means that you hold like Rebbe in Masechet Shabbat. Rebbe in Masechet Shabbat held that once something is kalut, meaning it's within mechitzot, it's considered to have already landed on the ground. And therefore, let's say in the case, the famous case that he was talking about, you send it, you throw a chepetz from one reshut ha-yachid, from one Rishut HaRabi to another Rishut HaRabi with Rishut HaYachid in between. So Rebbe says you're chayev twice. You're chayev on the first, the Knisa into Rishus, And then you're chayev on the hutzah from that rishus back into rishus hayachid, into rishus harabim. Because, for all intents and purposes, as it went through the middle, even though it was still flying, obviously, didn't land, but that's considered to be munach. And you're saying that she's going to get the moment that it's munach. Oh, my Lord, what is this? It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Well, what are you talking about? I feel the tamer rabbanon. I mean, I kind of plead the rabbanon out later, Rebbe. What's the machlokas there? There's dafka le'inyan Shabbos, where there's a chiev on hotzah, only where there's akira and hanocha. So there you need halachically defined hanocha. So it has to be at rest. If you hold that something within mechitzot is at rest, like Rebbe, then it's at rest. You hold it's not at rest, like rabbanon, so it's not at rest. But over here, you don't need that it should be at rest. You need that it should be in a chotzer that is mishumeret, right? That's all. So that over here, the only thing that's important to us is the question whether can it be blown away by the wind or can't it be blown away by the wind. That's all that we care about. I don't care that it's still in motion. So as far as it's being mishuminturi, the fact is that right now it is natur because it's between mechitzot. It's completely irrelevant comparison that you're making. And we had the same conversation between where Rabasi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that the case in the Mishnah was and Rabbi Zera said to Rabasi, "What you mean, Dafka like Rabbi, who holds Kluta Kamishin and Chadamia because it's still moving?" And he said, "Afilu Temir Rabbanan, I'd kind of pliga Rabbanan like the Rabbi Elinin Shabbat." Because over there you need a defined hanacha because that's the malach of hotzah. It has nothing to do with whether it's in your rishos. It has to do with whether it's munach in your rishos. What does kinyonim have to do with whether it's munach in your rishos? It has to do with whether it's in your rishos. The only reason we were talking about mechitzot here at all was because we needed something to stop the wind. It was logistics. It had nothing to do with the halacha. Is it shamur or is it not shamur? That's all that counts. All right, now you said, if it's raining, okay, and you threw it, then if it was erased before it gets down there, it doesn't matter. The moment that it gets over the side of the roof, at that point, it's hers. If it's erased afterwards, it doesn't make any difference. Now, the problem is that to get it over the mechitza of the roof, which we're talking about ma'ake, okay, so then you're throwing it up. When you're throwing it up, it hasn't been given to her, it's been thrown away from her. You have to wait until gravity now takes over the inertia that you gave it, and then it's given to her. And therefore, said Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvud, this is only if it's erased when gravity has overcome your original inertia. So it has to be nimchak derech yirida. But if it was nimchak derech aliyah, it's not called a nitina while its vector is in the opposite direction. That's ridiculous, because you can't call it nitina at that point yet. Beautiful. We got to think of everything. So if it was nimchak derech aliyah, lo, my time of mikar lo lameinach koi. At this point, it's not headed towards her. Now nisraf, and nisraf is a little disturbing because nisraf makes it sound like there's a fire in the chotzer downstairs, right? And now he throws it off of the roof. If he throws it off the roof into a fire, you know, that's a classic Santa Claus picture. I mean, that's not considered to be so full of nuah, right? If your kids haven't been good, you want to put a fire in the fireplace, I guess. But if you throw a get on that fireplace, it's going to get burnt up along with Santa Claus.
Well, this fire is outside. Is it not outside?
It's outside, but where's the get headed? Into a fire? That's not called a nesina. Okay, so that's the point. So obviously it has to be that the fire was started after Santa started down the chimney, not before. So there had to be a point at which we're going to be landing on your fireplace, right?
But she has to see it though.
No, she doesn't. No.
Doesn't have to see?
No. It's in her shoes. Okay. This would be a shaila. I mean, what if, you know, if the fire was there before Santa Claus started coming down, then all the gifts would be considered to be burned and the kids never received them. If the fire was started only afterwards, so then you tell the kid, look, you know, I mean, you already got your presents. I can't help it. If it was burnt up afterwards, that would be the same thing as the case of the ghetto over here. It's very, very important contemporary hashlachot. You know? Yeah. So lo shanu lo shekodam get ledaika. You have to throw the get before the fire started. Avakodman ledaika leget lo. Why? Because my time in Bikor, when I threw it into the chotzer, I wasn't throwing it to give it to her as a get. I basically was being thrown into the fireplace. So Bikor lo sreif because om Rav Chista. Another interesting issue. I mean, we've spoken about this idea of what is considered to be Kluta k'mishun k'damya vis-a-vis Shabbos or vis-a-vis Gitna, the difference between there's no technical need for Hanocha, there's only a need for Netira. There's other issues that also pop up l'gabe Shabbos and also don't have any necessary connection to the sugi here, even though the words may be the same. So, let's say the idea of Rishuyot Chalukot. Rishuyot Chalukot l'gabe Shabbos means if there's different diurin. So we may all be technically within one Rishus HaYochid, but I have the rights to this part of the roof, and you have the rights to that part of the roof, or I have the rights to this part of the Chotzer, so then I need an Eruv. I can carry from one to the other. So there is an equivalent concept when it comes, and we use the same word because of that, and we'll see that we're actually going to get a little bit later in the Sugya to a comparison of equivalent dinim by Shabbos here as well. That'll be the second comparison we had. So there's such a thing as Rishuyot Chalukot. So Rami Bar Chama asked Rava, where did the Saba get this idea from, Rav Chista? Well, he learned it from our Mishnah. Because how do you understand the Mishnah? Mishnah talks about her standing on the roof, right? And he throws the get to her. So the Mishnah says, I tell Menata Rosh Hagag Vizorakullah, given she igia get la vir Hagag, I raised him a Guresh. And I'd like you to think this through, because who owns what around here? But my Askina, are we talking about that she owns the whole area? It's like her house. She owns the Gag. She owns the Chotzer. So then I understand. Why does it have to get to the Gag? Just because she's standing there. The Chotzer is also Mishnah Eretz, though even when it's on the way up to the Gag, it's over the Chotzer. So what's the problem? So Lomali Avir Gag, yeah. Ella. No, because he's being chased by aliens. He couldn't put it down. Yeah. Ella, what's it talking about? Where it's his Gag and where it's his Chotzer. So it wouldn't even help to get Lavir Agag, my Havi. So it doesn't make any sense, right? Ella Pshita. So what are you going to tell me? She owns the roof, he owns the Chotzer. Okay, so then how do you explain the next case? The next case simply inverts where they're standing. So Zema Seifa. He's standing on the Gag. She's standing downstairs in the Chotzer. He throws the get to her. The moment that it's Yotzi Mishus HaGag, it was Nimchak, it was Nisraf. It doesn't make any difference because it already got over the Chotzer and she's Megureshet. Now, you said that the case was that she owned the Gag and he owns the Chotzer. So then why, if it gets over the Chotzer, is she Megureshet? So you'll have to change the case. You'll have to say, no, this case is talking about where it's her Gag and where it's his Gag and her Chotzer. I mean, does this make sense? So then, you're not saying anything. You're just inverting ownership and placement. I mean, so then, Reisha Begagdidah, Vechatzadidah, Sefa Begagdidah, Vechatzadidah. I mean, what's the point in that? We're not going to change the case. Hell alive. So that's the whole point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is that she had rights to be on the Gag because he told her, you could get on the Gag, and then he throws her the get. Or she had rights to the Chotzer, right? But obviously those rights don't give her the right to the other area, ipso facto, at the same time. Because then, I give you a right to be on the Gag and receive your get. Okay, so in other words, you're letting me use your Rishus, so then the Chotzer's mine too. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. What I need for it to get to the Gag? Or vice versa. You're letting me use the Chotzer, right? So then, man, when you were on the Gag, so the moment that you threw it off was also my resource. Ella love, The Ushla, Makom, he let her use the place. That's the point of the Mishnah. He only is allowing her to use the place that he told her about. This we saw yesterday with the area that was the stage. Right? There's one Makom, the Chad Makom Mushli Inshi. Train the Kamot Lo Mushli Inshi, that's the point. Omar Lacy, he wasn't very impressed with that. No. Meeting Iran, he called that a big riot that Rav Chisda is bringing. I mean, maybe the same way we inverted the placement, we inverted also the ownership, and Reish is Begagidah, V'chatzidideh, Seif is Begagidah, V'chatzidideh, and maybe the Chiddush is to force you to work out, they have Mechitzas HaTachtonot, they're Malam and Elyonot, you know, whatever. Oh, my Rava. Rava says, look, that basically, I mean, this comparison to Dinei Shabbos, you know, you've got to know that there's three issues you have to focus on that are different in Gittin than on Shabbos. So let's start with the first one that we started today. So Shalosh Midos begin. Hodi Amar Rebbe, as far as the din of Rebbe is concerned, Lagabi Dinei Shabbat, that Kluta Kemisha Hun Chadamya, so that if it's flying over the Rishut HaYachid, through the Rishut HaYachid, and it was thrown from a Rishut HaRabim, through the Rishut HaYachid, out of the Rishut HaYachid into another Rishut HaRab. So according to Rebbe, those are two separate Hotzaot. One on your way going in for Hachrasa, one on your way going out for Hotzaa. The Rabbanon argue on that. Okay, but as we explained, that is a question that does not affect Gittin, that Machlokas. That's only Hanimilidin and Shabbat. Over here, we're not interested in the technicalities of whether something landed. What do we care if it landed? We just care for it to be an Rishut Mishum Meret. And it's Mishum Inturi, and it is Mishum Meret. Vakaminta. The next thing I want to point out to you that would be different between Shabbat and Gittin is, in a sense, in the opposite direction. Because when Rav Chisda talks about the case where a guy plants a... Now, I don't know anybody who would do something crazy like this. You put a pole down in the ground, and then you put some weird basket on top of the pole. Now, who would think of such a crazy thing, you know? maybe you can get an audience for this. It's a weird, start selling tickets. So anyway, if you do that kind of thing, you know, and you throw something from the ground, and it lands in the basket... What a crazy thing to do. Anyway, how would you get something from the ground into a basket? I can't even imagine things like that. So anyway, so he's Zorak V'Nachal Gabav. And over there, Rav Chisda said, Afilu Govo Mea Ama Chayav. I mean, it wouldn't matter. You'd be Chayav. I don't care how high it is, because Rishut HaYachid Olea Ad L'Rakia. You know, so it's still within the area of the Rishut HaYachid, as long as it's Munach. Again, that's only Lagabe Shabbat. Over there, it's in the opposite direction. Because it's not Shamur. But it could be blown away, could fall out of the basket, be taken up with the wind into the sky, you'll never see it again. So Dafka over there, it is Munach for Shabbos, but it's not in the Rishus Lagabi Gittin. Because Animilini Shabbat, Avalokha Mishumin Turi, Valominta. It's the same case in the reverse, right? Where we can isolate something that is Munach for Shabbos, but not Shomer for Gittin, or the previous case was something that was Shomer for Gittin, but not Munach for Shabbos, Megabi the Rabbanan. Furthermore, I'll tell you one other thing that you cannot, even though the words sound the same, you cannot bring a raya. Because by Shabbos, we have a halacha that Hodi Amar of Yeram Shmuel lo yamod adam begagze, yiklod megi shamimi galgosho chamero. Because here we're talking about, you know, a standard New York tenement building, you know, and you're standing up there on the gog. Now, the first 10 yards of the gog belong to the house under them that is owned by Mr. A. The next 10 are owned by Mr. B, and so on and so forth. Now, you're standing up there. You, Mr. A, are standing up there, and it's raining, you know, and you're trying to take Mega Shamim that are raining onto the other guy's gog, and you want to use them and take them from your gog. Well, you can't do that. Why? Because you have diurim, and diurim are chalukim for Shabbos. Because kishem shekach diurim chalukim milamata, kach diurim are chalukim milamala. In the same way that you can't carry through your hall into the next guy's apartment, unless you have an eruv, you can't carry from your roof above the guy's house directly into the roof of the next guy, because the same way it's a different rishus downstairs, it's a different rishus upstairs. But that is not nogea gittin. So even though we said diurin are chalukim, we had rishuyot chalukot for gittin, Rav Chisda said just a few minutes ago, that does not apply to the roof. Why? Because in get, what's the issue? Hanimin Shabbat. It's a function of the technical diurin and the takona of eruvin. Masha'enkin over here, it's a function of whether shtei rishuyot lo mushlinshi. That's kepeda. So the guy who lets his wife use the roof, what he's going to say, I only let you use the roof over our house, not over my office, which is next door. I mean, kulei alokapti inche. Think about it. I care what roof you're on. This part of the roof, that part of the roof. So again, we have three separate alokas over here. They seem to be very similar, but it's really only a surface similarity. The alokas are totally different. Omer Abaya, if you have shtei chatzirot, zulefni mizu. So you have got an inner chotzer that's surrounded by an outer chotzer. The inside chotzer belongs to her. The outside chotzer belongs to him. And the mechitzot of the outside chotzer, which belong to him, are higher than the mechitzot of the inside chotzer that belong to her. He is standing in his chotzer, and he throws the get over her wall to get into her chotzer. Then, kivan shehigia la'avir mechitzot achitzona, harei megoresh. Even though it didn't get into the area that was between her mechitzot, it doesn't matter, because we don't really need the mechitzot. What was the purpose of the mechitzot? To prevent it from being windy. So what do I care if the reason that there's no wind is because his mechitzot are much higher than hers? Just tell me, is it windy or not? It's not windy. So now it falls over her rishos. So then it's over a chotzer mishtameret. Don't get hung up on the issue like you would by Shabbos of mechitzot and rishuyot. It has nothing to do with it. So the fact that it's not between her mechitzot is irrelevant. And she would be mugureshet so long as it falls between the area that's protected by his mechitzot. My time, huh? Pinimit gufa b'mechitzot achitzona kamintera. If you would have a wind, it wouldn't get to her because it's protected by the outside, and therefore it's irrelevant. Now, Rashi throws in the words over here, because the mechitzot achitzonot are mishu'ubadot to the inner chotzer, and therefore they're considered to be netiruta, apparently Rashi holds, they're considered to be netiruta only because that much is the way the building is made, and therefore she has a right to be centered on that. Tosfos says that's a very unfortunate choice of words. I mean, what does it have to do with mishu'ubadot? The point isn't mishu'ubadot. The point is they ain't going anywhere. And this is in contrast to the case that we're going to be talking about in a moment, where you have movable mechitzot. Read a kli. A kli's mechitzot. I mean, what do you get? Today that's here, tomorrow it's somewhere else. I mean, there you would not be able to rely on those mechitzot. Now, this would not be true, and this is exactly why we're pointing out that difference. I guess they finally caught up with you. We don't know him. No, nothing to do with us. No, absolutely not.
Just wanted him to sit down.
Masha ain came the kupot, an equivalent case where you've got shtei kupot, zo betoch zo. So let's say we've got two pots. Now he's got this big pot, you know, and she's got a smaller pot. And she puts her pot inside his pot. So pimichala v'chitzona shalo. So in this case, if you were zorek the get into the inner pot, it wouldn't be considered to be an erishus even when it did get into the avir hapanimit. She still would not meet Megureshet. My time at the holonach. The point of here is The mechitzot of a kli are not there in order to define the area of a chatzar netira. They are there simply in order to create the kli. In other words, the space of the kli, that it should be a beit kibul that allows things to be put into it, that and only that is the definition of a kli. So memela, it has to actually land in her kli. I understand, says the Gemara, but if that's the case, even if it landed in the kli, it wouldn't make any difference. V'chinach my havi. Isn't this, I mean, unless you're ready to get into that issue that we've talked with twice already, that we don't want to get into. Because basically, you're taking for granted that the kelim of the lokeach in the reshut of the mocher is nonetheless kone. I mean, this would be like a classic case. So kelav shalokeach reshut mocher, no, you understand. We are not talking about a pot. You jump to conclusions. We are talking about a kupa she'en la shulay. So basically what you have over here is you've got one of those, protectors that you can use on your stove, right? So it prevents the oil from spattering across your oven, right? But it doesn't have a bottom. It's the pot that's the bottom, whatever you're going to use it around. She sets this down in Rishos. Tzidei Rishos HaRavim. Let's say she has Rishos. Where he has Rishos. Rashi learns it's it. The Ramban points out it doesn't make any sense. It would have to be her rishus. It could be a rishus that she has rights to. And he puts a bigger one around it. So it's not inside his kli. It's not rishus or shel mocher. They both had a right to put it down where they put it right. What happened? Put it around the other ones. But when it reaches the ground, so then that is not, does not belong to her, to him. That's why Rashi says it belongs to her. It has to be in her rishus. But the other Rishonim say, it doesn't have to belong to her. It could be currently belonging to her because she's using it. And the Rabbanan gave a person rights to be Kena in a Rishus where you're allowed to put something down and make it yours temporarily.
I think there's a kupa that has no bottom. How can you use it?
Well, as I just said, you can use it to prevent spattering. It's a great idea. Try it. I even have a couple. If you want, I can lend you one.
Splatter shields.
Hmm?
They're called splatter shields. Splatter
shields, yeah.
That's catchy.
That's for Shabbos, though. It's only going to be on Shabbos. If you catch it while it's still in the Avia, that's also against Shabbos, but it wouldn't be no Gagit. And now we are ready for our work.
Dr. Heidegger Mishnah.
Beit Shammai Umrim. So finally, after all that we've dreamt about coming to the day when we reach Get Yashan. So we finally get to that famous machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about Get Yashan. So Beit Shammai Omrim Poter Adam Ishto BeGet Yashan. Now remember what a Get Yashan is. All it means is that the date on the Get indicates that it was written before such time as he had continued living with her. And so therefore, we are concerned. A guy takes very seriously to be makdim refuah lamaka, So yeah, he's got to get written. He keeps it for 10 years in a drawer, just in case, maybe she doesn't make the coffee well today. I mean, there's always a reason to give a get. And meanwhile, in those 10 years, he's got 5 kids and so on. Now he gives the get, and people are looking at the date on the get. And they're looking at that. I don't want these kids for a shidduch, I mean, they're out of wedlock kids, so it's a pagan. So therefore, we said you shouldn't. But Beit Shammai said, you have to worry about that. Beit Hillel say, no, you do have to worry about that. And of course, it doesn't only have to be 10 years. We can't start making distinctions. So once we ask for the Get Yashan, then the definition would be a Zeh Get Yashan. If after the date on the get, which is when he wrote it, he was alone with her and might have impregnated her, then it's already a get yeshan. So what is this for? But my savri, we don't worry about people saying that the get was given before the children were born. Savri. Amrina Gizera Shema Yomru Gita Kodem Livna. There's some who point out that there's another machloka Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that might have to do with this, right? And this Tosis brings this, this Gufa from the Yerushalmi says this, that this is Beit Shammai Beit Hillel l'shitatam, because according to Beit Shammai, you are not allowed to divorce a woman unless you found matzah b'arvat davar. You know, so she's been, you know, acting in inappropriate ways with other guys and so on. So there, according to him,
only grounds for
that?
That's the only grounds for divorce.
Yeah. So according to Beit Shammai, we're not chayshish that he's going to be mityached ima, because I mean, like, he really doesn't like her. According to Beit Hillel, since if you don't like the way she made your coffee, that is grounds for divorce. Afilu yigdicha tafshilo.
Coffee grounds. Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had to defer.
Had to
be
So, okay, so because of that, I mean, if he wrote a get because of the coffee, there's certainly still plenty of grounds to have, you know, relations with her. So maybe over there you would be chayshish. It's not that bad of an issue. That's very cute. Anyway, it says the Gemara that Amr Baba, Amr Shmuel, this halacha is only a lechatchila, but im niseit lo tetzei, that if she already went ahead and got married, I mean, we're not going to say she has to leave her husband because she married someone while she was in Eishes Ish because she was divorced with an inappropriate get because of a get yashan. I mean, that would be a little ridiculous, no? I mean, the whole thing is, which we want to be chayshish to protect her, protect the children. So now we're going to say, so if she went in and got married, so now she's got to get that far. Obviously, we wouldn't do. I'd rather say he said even more than that. Omer Baba, Omer Shmuel, this din of get yashan is only a lechatchila. In other words, don't give a get yashan. But if this is how she's divorced, and we no longer have access to the husband, you know, so the husband's making problems, the husband's overseas, and so on, you can use that get, even lechatchila. So if he gave her that get, then im nidgarsha, dinasei lechatchila. If we don't have easy options to reissue the get, then she can use this get, even lechatchila. Doesn't matter. Well, we're talking about a gag, and it's talking about that avira gag is between the mechitzot amake. When we talk about avira gag, we mean avir pachot mishloshe samuch lagag askina. The kol pachot mishlosha samuch lagag means it's already landed on the gag and it's kegag damya. Who milamala? I understand the same problem. Who follow mintar? Well, here we'll have to imagine a situation where kegon shaitam mechitzot atachtorot odefot al elyonot vechein amar Rebbe Elazar amar Rebbe Hoshaya kegon shayum mechitzot atachtorot odefot al elyonot vechein amar Ula amar Rebbe Yochanan kegon shayum mechitzot atachtorot odefot al elyonot amar Rebbe Abba Leula. But I mean, this really only works out like Rebbe, right? Come on, Karebi, Dama Kluta, Kabishu and Khadami. I mean, otherwise it's never in that fushusfully. Amali, what does that have to do with it? I feel it tema rabbonon. That's only Shabbos. I'd come up with rabbonon ali the Rebbe. El inyan Shabbat, where you need hanocha. Avolocha, there's no din of hanocha for kinyonim. It's mishumin turehu. So it's only you need a chotze mishtameret. And you have. Welcome, Mintar. V'chein om Ravasi, om Rav Yochanan, kagon shayu mechitzot atachtonot, odfot ala yonot, and there to om Rav Zer, Ravasi, well, this only is keman kerebi, don akutuk mishon chadanya, om ale, no, afilu tema rabbonon, ad kan lo pligi rabbonon ale de rebi, el alinyan shabbat, avalach mishum inturi, uvaka mintar. Now, you said that if it was raining and it was nimchar, that's only if it was nimchar derech yirida. But if it was still on its way up from the force of your throw, so then it was never given to her. So if it was derech aliyah, lo, my taima, Because at that point, Mikar Lola Minachoy, Nisraf, Amrav Nachman Rabbah Baravua, this author's got to be talking about Lashon HaShekodam HaGet Ladlika, Avokad Madlika, LaGet Lo, My Taima Mikar Lestrefa Ko'azion, Omrav Chista, Rishiyot Chalukot Begitin, Omrav Rami Barchama Larova, Minolay Lesabaha, Omrav, well, he learned it out of the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah starts off, Haital Medita Rosh HaGat, Vizor HaKola, Kivan Shigia Gag Lavira Get Lavira Gag. So then there is a migration. Now you got to think about this. B'maya skinan ileva begad dida v'chotzer dida lomali avira gag. Wherever it is, it's already in the rishos. Ela begad didei v'chotzer didei. What good is it to get lavira gag? My having ela pshita will have to say that it was mixed. The gag is hers and the chotzer is his. All right. So then how are you going to explain the seifa? If indeed it's Gag Didah v'chotzer didah, amai migureshet. So it's got to be talking about Gag Didah v'chotzer didah. Now this makes sense to you. The Reish is talking about Gag Didah v'chotzer didah, and the Seif is Gag Didah v'chotzer didah. There's only one explanation, that it's variable because it's the same case of having lent her the rights to use his rishus to accept the get. So that's what's talking about. And the point is, the chad makom mushlinchi trei mekomot lo mushlinchi. Omar lein, that's a pretty weak raya. I mean, midi ayra, dima akirit, pakirit, reish begag didah v'chotzer didah, seifa begag didah v'chotzer didah. Omar rava, shalosh midot begitin. A. That machlokus is only relevant for lenient Shabbat. Avalok Rabishon in Turiyo has nothing to do with us. Vakamint. B. Hodiyam Rav Chista. Not kana brishute achil brosho traska. Mizarak venachal gababa filo gavoa mea ama chayav lefish brishute achil ola adorakia. But that's only for Shabbos. If somebody throws a get up there and expects it to be a Kenyan because she owns the area underneath the basket, and it's not Kona because it's not Shomot. It's Bishamin Turi Uvalo Holominta. And C, Hodyam Raviram Shmua, Lo Yamod Adam Begag Ze, Viklot Megi Shamim, Migagosho Havero on Shabbos. Why? Because Shekeshem Shediorin Chalukim Milamata. To require an Erev. Kach diurin chalukim elamala on the God to require an Erev. Hani mili linyin Shabbat, aval inyin get, mishum kpeidahu, v'kulei alokapti inche. To call that, trei mekomot lo mushli inche. Om Rabbi, in the event that you have shtei chatzerot zolif nimizo pnimit shalav chitzonah shalom, and the mechitzot of the chitzonot are otfot ala pnimiyot. If he is zorek to get to her, it does not have to get between her mechitzot. Because kivan sha'agia la'avir mechitzot, even ha'chitzonah, over her area, obviously, ha'rezu megureshet, my time, the pnimit gufa b'mechitzot ha'chitzonah kamintra. This would not be true, however, of kupot, where you have shtei kupot zubetozo, pnimit shalav ha'chitzonah shalom, v'zorkula. And if it was not, it matters. I don't understand. Why wouldn't it be a riot to the case of Kelev Shalokech Rishut Bocheru? And I thought we don't touch that issue. Well, Mishnah. But my kamiflege, bechamai savre lo amrin gezera shem yom rugita kodem livna, ubetil savre amrin gezera shem yom rugita kodem livna. Om Rav Abba, Om Shmuel, barim ni seit lo tetzei, or others say even more than that. Om Rav Abba, Om Shmuel, im nit garsha, dinasei lechatchilam.